The Department of Justice has let it be known it won't interfere with Washington's legal marijuana industry. But when pot stores do come to Washington, they won't be able to deposit their money in a bank or accept credit cards. That's because the pot business is still illegal under federal law and off limits to federally regulated banks. King County Sheriff John Urquhart told a Senate committee hearing in Washington, D.C. that businesses dealing in cash present problems for police.
Cash-only businesses are prime targets for armed robberies, and cash-only businesses are very difficult to audit.
The Justice Department didn't address the banking hurdle when it announced its hands-off approach last month. But Deputy Attorney General James Cole told the senators he's aware of it.
We agree it is an issue that we need to deal with.
Cole says justice officials are in talks with the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network.
And they're talking with and bringing in bank regulators to discuss ways that this could be dealt with in accordance with the laws that we have on the books today.
Cole says an all-cash industry could be a magnet for guns and crime. Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy of Vermont urged Cole to give specific guidance to regulators and drug enforcement personnel, saying, quote, "I don't want to see a shootout somewhere." Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.